All right, so I've been sitting with this question all week. Why did a grainy, handheld camcorder video ever feel more honest than a slick, professionally lit studio production? Because that tension is basically the entire foundation of what Ed Powers built.
And it's a genuinely strange paradox when you say it out loud. Lower quality reads as higher truth. There's a name for that in media psychology, the authenticity heuristic. Our brains use production roughness as a shortcut signal for spontaneity. If it looks staged, we assume it is.
So the brain is essentially running a quick filter. Polished equals manufactured, rough equals real. And Powers understood that instinctively, even if he didn't have a term for it.
Right. Now, the key idea here is who Mark Krinsky actually was before he became Ed Powers. He was born in Brooklyn in 1954. By the time the late 1980s rolled around, the adult film industry was still largely operating in a cinematic mode, narrative arcs, professional lighting, theatrical sets.
The so-called golden age aesthetic. And then consumer video technology arrived and basically handed anyone with a few $100s the ability to shoot something that looked lived in.
Exactly. And 1989 is the pivot year. That's when both Dirty Debutantes and On the Prowl first appeared. On the Prowl was a collaboration with Jamie Gillis, a series built around encounter-based premises, approaching men on the street. It was raw, unscripted feeling, location-driven.
So Gillis was a real creative partner in developing that pro-amateur grammar.
A crucial one. And Dirty Debutantes took that grammar and focused it specifically on women presented as newcomers to adult performance. The newcomer premise wasn't a minor stylistic detail, it was the central selling point. The series combined interviews and introductions with the filmed performances themselves.
Wait, so the interview segment was doing real work? It wasn't just filler before the main event.
The interview is the proof of concept moment. It establishes the person as apparently real, apparently new. It creates what you might call the rule of perceived presence. The viewer feels like they're watching something happen for the first time, not a performance that was rehearsed.
And Powers himself was on camera. He wasn't hiding behind the lens as an invisible director.
That's a critical structural choice. His on-camera persona was part of the format's identity. By making the producer and performer visibly present, he collapsed the distance between filmmaker and subject. The camera wasn't observing, it was participating. That's a fundamentally different contract with the audience.
So not X as a documentary filmmaker, but Y as a character inside the story. There's something almost theatrical about that, even though the whole point was to feel untheatrical.
That's the mirage in the title, isn't it? The apparent spontaneity was itself a constructed format, and there were earlier experiments pointing toward it. Bus Stop Tales has been described as a precursor to Dirty Debutantes. Ordinary-looking locations, apparently spontaneous encounters. Powers was iterating toward a formula.
For everyone listening, the takeaway from that iteration is that this wasn't an accident. It was a deliberate aesthetic strategy that happened to align perfectly with what consumer camcorder technology could deliver in 1989.
And the industry recognized it. Both Dirty Debutantes and On the Prowl have been described as watershed entries in the gonzo and pro-amateur genres. Powers's work is credited as influential in shaping what modern gonzo pornography became. The company's own records list Dirty Debutantes with a production date of January 1990, and the catalogue kept expanding through the 1990s and into the early 2000s.
So what our listener might be sitting with now is this. A Brooklyn-born producer, working with a consumer camcorder, essentially rewired audience expectations for an entire industry by exploiting a cognitive bias that nobody had named yet.
That's the authenticity heuristic in action. And remember, the bias doesn't require the content to actually be spontaneous. It just requires it to look that way. Powers built a brand on the illusion of the unscripted encounter, and audiences responded at scale. That's the amateur mirage.
In our next session, we move from the why to the how, the recruitment loop that powered the Dirty Debutantes machine, and the legal risks that started accumulating as the camera kept rolling.
The business model underneath the aesthetic. That's where things get genuinely complicated.